Our guest at the cafe this morning is Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic, and Alice talking to us via the telephone line this morning. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, John Mark.
So a couple of movies out this week that we're going to be talking about. The first is Midway, and then we're going to talk about Dr. Sleep. But Midway, this seems to me like a very old-fashioned historical epic. We used to see a lot of these, especially in the 60s into the 70s, and we don't make them like this much anymore.
No, they used to be so incredibly expensive to make, and now, actually, because of special effects and the way they do this, they didn't actually, for this one, have to go get a real aircraft carrier. And the planes that they had, I got to do an interview with a couple of the guys that were in the movie, and they explained that those planes didn't have any engines.
Wow.
But they can do so much with this, special effects.
Yeah.
And so it's actually cheaper to do. And they actually did do a movie called Midway that had Charlton Heston in it.
Yep.
In maybe the 60s, yeah. Or maybe even the 70s. But I like this one much better because it all has to do with real people. There are none of those fictionalized stories that get all soap opera-like and, you know, the women back home and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They have one wife in this, and she's played by Mandy Moore, but her part is not large, and it doesn't get into that realm.
Of course, this is based on the 1942 naval battle, the U.S. Navy versus the Japanese. This was really the first big American victory in World War II, not very long after Pearl Harbor.
Right. They start the movie with a very good reenactment of Pearl Harbor, and then they do the Doolittle Raid, and I thought both of them were better done than some other, even the Pearl Harbor movie that had Ben Affleck a few years ago.
Yeah.
It was clearer to understand. And also in this movie, what's different is that they do have Japanese, they tell this from the Japanese angle too. They have an admiral from before the war who is dealing with the Americans, and then you get his story throughout the whole thing. So it is more balanced than usual, too.
Mm-hmm. Dennis Quaid is in this, Woody Harrelson, some of the other names I didn't recognize, but I know those two.
Woody just surprises everybody. He keeps playing these parts that you wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
He plays Chester Nimitz. Admiral
wow.
And Dennis Quaid is William Bell, Bill Halsey, Bull Halsey, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And both of them are just excellent in their parts.
Well, this
but anyway, it's Roland Emmerich, and he's the guy that did Independence Day, and he's known for his fantasies, but this one is real.
The reviews in general, not particularly good, but I kind of think that this is not a movie that's going to appeal to younger reviewers, people under 40. And
you're right. It is old-fashioned in the sense that, and it is World War II, and has been, that kind of movie is not really on the really popular right now.
Yeah.
But they do a marvelous job. I'm giving it really good ratings because it's so much better than many of the other war movies, which don't really stick to the truth so much. This one is just great history.
Yeah, and I guess it's not a coincidence coming out around Veterans Day.
Yes, I think that's part of it.
All right. We're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. Now, again, 180 degrees in a different direction. Dr. Sleep is a horror movie, and this is a sequel to The Shining. Is that correct?
Yes. And I found that, and that just drove a lot of people crazy. They don't want anybody messing with it. The Shining is, as a movie in particular, it's just beloved by so many of the film geek kind of people. And they don't want anybody changing anything that they don't think should be. But Stephen King wrote this as a novel in 2013, and so it took them 6 years to get around to making it. And I thought it was excellent. It's not my favorite kind of cup of gore. I'm not usually for this stuff, but they did a really beautiful job of filming. They even are back in the same hotel, the same thing. Some of this at the end of the movie, it ends up back in the way The Shining was. But this one has a different take. Instead of it being the building or the place that's haunted, this is people who are haunted. And they are, they're not vampires. They kind of do live, they are able to live quasi-immortal lives by getting the smoke of gifted people who have ESP or all kinds of things like that. Anyway, they are vicious and they're a cult and they go around killing young people for their smoke. It's their smoke.
Okay, I'll take your word for that. One of the reviews, or at least publicity in the movie, said it forsakes elemental terror and is more contemplative compared to The Shining.
Yes, it has its moments of horror, and it has plenty of those. But it's kind of got a thinking person's point of view. Once you buy into this story, it's well done, and you can follow it. It's not so esoteric like some of these get, or so bloody. They're kind of usually just so over the top silly, but this one isn't. And Ewan McGregor, the British guy, he's the star.
Mm-hmm. And both of these in wide release this weekend?
Yes. I don't know for sure if, I can't find out if if Midway is opening in Greenville, but Dr. Sleep is for sure.
But neither will be hard to find.
No, they're going to be wide.
Around North Texas. All right, Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.